This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. A lot of the boys are getting interested in fishing for muskie with a fly rod. This is a lot of fun, and there are a lot of places on both the North and the South Fork of the Shenandoah that have good muskie populations. If you can just stop in the fly shop here in Edinburgh, I'll be glad to pull these maps and show you the different areas you can find them. Now, a lot of success in muskie fishing is getting the right outfit to make all this happen. I especially like a 10-weight rod. A good strong reel that'll have 100 yards of backing on it. And I like those 45-foot leader that has 30 inches of 50-pound test mono in the butt. And then it has a tip section of 15 inches of 55-pound test wire out on the tip bat. And then it has a quick change leader. Now, these are very effective on all the muskie fishing. Scientific Anchor makes two different lines that I like to use on that. Now, they're both 350 grain lines. The first one is what I would call an intermediate sinking line, sinks at about 1.25 inches per second. And the second one is another 350 grain line that sinks at about 4 to 8 inches per second. So these two lines pretty much let me cover anything I need to do. If you only want one line, you got to go with that first one. We carry a lot of different flies here in the fly shop that are effective for muskie, and I'll talk about these a little later. Tactics on muskie fishing are a little different than we use on anything except possibly some of the fishing I do down at the Outer Banks and down in the Bahamas. When you get a strike on a big muskie, fly with a big muskie, sock it to him, use a strong line hand stripping strike and a powerful rod uplifting strike to bury that hook in his jaw. You got big fish, you got tough mouths, and you got big hooks. So sock it to him, and then right away hit him a second time to try to make sure you've got him hooked. And as quickly as you can, recover all of that stripping line you've got out, put it on the reel, and fight that guy off the reel. You don't want to try to strip that because it'll drive you nuts. Now, I carry Dr. Slick's bullet head pliers to help me remove that fly from his jaw. I can well remember the first time I was ever fishing in Canada, and I didn't have pliers like that, and I tried to remove the fly from the jaw with my fingers, and I just shredded the skin off my fingers and right off my thumb and everything else. It was a real mess. All right, let's see what we want to tell you about here. Let me talk just a little bit about the rod combo that we sell a whole lot of here. This is a 9-foot, 4-piece, 10-weight that's made by St. Croix in the Imperial line. Now, the rod itself is $270, but we sell it with the Scientific Angler sinking, that slow sinking line I was talking about, 350 grains, the Orvis Battenkill Disc 5, and that special mono leader I was telling you about, and 100 yards of 20-pound test Dacron backing. The combination is $4.98, and this will cover almost any kind of musky fishing you ever want to do. Let me tell you just a little bit about some of the flies. The popular ones that we're selling right now are the Broyhill Jackknife Red White / 3/0 Musky Fly. Now, this guy is 8 inches long, has a tremendous amount of fish appeal in a searching pattern. I use this a lot to fish along the bank and in the deep cuts out between the ledges. It sinks deeply, swim it across there, and if you even think you feel a strike, you nail him for all you're worth. Another fly that we sell a lot of is the Broyhill Jackknife 3/0 Musky Black and Purple Streamer. Now, this has a lot of fish appeal, and it's especially good in the discolored water. Dark color, they can see this better, and the full 8 inches, of course, is easy for them to pick up on. I like to fish this with a real fast strip, pause, strip, pause, strip, pause action. And again, when you feel that strike, you nail him for all it's worth. Now, there one fly that really matches a lot of the sunfish that the muskie feed heavily on is the wee bony. Wee bony muskie fly is a 4-aught. It's got a fat body like a sunfish, and you'd want to fish this in water that's so from 2 to 4 feet deep along the bank and the tails of the pools where you find these sunfish. And it is very effective in all those places. Now, here's a technique that I would like to show you because I use it on other fish besides this, but it's very effective here. The Black Sparkle 6-aught musky streamer is a great fly to use in the deep pools. This is very, very close to looking like the fall fish that we have in both the North and South Fork of the Shenandoah River. Fall fish get large. They'll get up to 20 inches sometime. But there are a lot of fall fish in the river that are in that, 6 to 8 inch lane. And the muskie just eat on these like crazy. Now, when you're stripping this across the stream, often you'll see a muskie following it, but he doesn't want to take it. That's when I use a roll cast pickup, I've got the rod in my hand now. I'm picking it up just like I'm going to use a roll cast, and I snap that forward. This causes that fly to rip through the water real quickly. I stop just short of pulling it out of the water while it's still, we'll say, 2 to 3 feet under the water. I'm going to stop my roll cast forward. Often that prompts the muskie to hit it real quickly, and zap, you've got him. But that roll cast pickup will speed that thing through the water, and apparently he feels it's going to get away from him, and he'll nail it before he can lose it. There's a fly that looks like a whole lot like the shad minnows and looks like the hogsucker, and this is Joe's Flathead Shad 4-aught Muskie Streamer. Shad, we don't have many of the shad in this water drainage, but many of the smallmouth rivers do. But the hogsuckers we have in great number. And the hogsuckers tend to live on the gravel bar along the sides of the river or in tails of the pools where they just taper down into water 4 to 6 feet deep. And what I like to do is get around those gravel bars and cast this fly up across there and just strip it out there trying to mimic the hogsucker swimming to get away from the bass. And since the hogsucker, the biologists tell us the hogsucker and the yellow sucker are a very important fish food for the muskie. So I think that's one reason we do so well with this Joe's Flathead Shad. If you have any questions on any of this, just drop me a note or give me a call, and I'll be glad to help you. But if you want to come by and fish it, swing in here and let me go over the maps because I can help you a whole lot more than I can just tell you here. But call me if you have any questions at Murray's Fly Shop. That's 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.